Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you could have first heard this episode 9 months ago if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that will get right on your tics.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Here we go. This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, and pow again.
I'm Sam Delaney. So what?
This is the Melchester Odyssey. We are, of course, gradually working our way through the best of Royal the Rovers, the 1980s book. We're probably about halfway through it now, I reckon. Long way to go. Lots to come.
We were just having a flick forward. Obviously, we've read this all before, and we were just reminding ourselves of how amazing the second half of this book is. If you've come with us this far on our Melchester Odyssey and enjoyed what you've heard, trust me, you haven't heard anything yet, because the content in this book goes fucking berserk at times in the second half. There's some wild shit, and some incredible characters are introduced in the second half of the book. So if you've enjoyed so far, what I'm saying is that's the boring part over with. Now we're getting into the good stuff.
It's the preamble. Ladies and gentlemen, we are just in the foothills at this point.
We are in the foothills of the Melchester Odyssey. Stay fucking tuned, because some of the shit that's about to happen is going to blow your mind.
Get your fucking crampons on your shoes, because we're going higher.
Yeah.
So where are we? We're still in this fucking Scottish tournament.
It's been going on forever.
It's been going on for months. It's going on longer than the whole season. I mean, you can see why they've done it, because it's filled the whole of the summer months, hasn't it? And it's 1981, so there's no tournament going on.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. They've got to find something. And, don't want to do too much of a spoiler, but at the moment, Lenny and I are reading at bedtime Roy the Rovers Best of the 70s. Which
we're going to explore next, aren't we?
I think that has 10 times the content in it, like the stuff. I mean, you know, most of the lads are still in it, like, you know, Blackie's very prominent in those days, and Roy, and then a lot of the players you're familiar with. There's a couple of players who have left the team in the 80s, so there's some who introduced you, but it's the 70s, so if you
different
think
times.
Roy's, if you think Roy's not that PC in terms of the way he speaks to his wife, Penny, in the Best of the 80s, wait till you see the conduct of him and some of his peers in the Best of the 70s. But the reason I bring up here is that they do always have to find a way of creating action during the summer months. And where I'm at the moment in the Best of the 70s is that him and Blackie Gray get a call in the off-season from a bloke who they know who used to play for Melchester but fucked off to play in the recently set-up US Soccer League, right? And he calls up and he asks them if they'll come over and play as guest team members for his team throughout the summer. Penny has just had the twins. She's literally had the twins the day before. They've just got home from the hospital. When the phone rings, he answers the phone and it's his wife. It's me, Dave. Yeah, I'm in America now. I've got his team. Yeah, listen, any chance you and Blackie could come over for the summer? Yeah, just 6 weeks, you know. And, play a few games for us. It'll go down real well, right? And Roy's gone, oh, yeah, quite likes having it. Penn, what do you reckon? I've been invited over for 6 weeks to America by that bloke I used to know. And she's going, I mean, obviously, I'll miss you and the kids. Oh, no. And she says, I'm like, I'd rather not have you under my feet anyway. You go and enjoy yourself.
God.
The kids are a day old. And he goes to America. But when he goes to America and plays in this soccer league, it's fucking funny. He has utter disdain for America and American people.
Of course he does.
Fucking hell. What a fucking shit show.
Have a nice day. Fuck off. Right. So, we'll get anyway, to that next year, probably.
Yeah.
We're the latest episode, and at the top of the story it says Roy did something unusual, but it was deliberate. Find out what that's going to be. The little bit of preamble.
Sounds like
at the
something you might say in bed to a lover. I'm going to do something unusual, but deliberate.
Deliberate.
are you ready?
I need to say up front.
The thing I'm about to do, right? The thing I'm about, the lights are off, it's pitch black now. Listen, love, the thing I'm about to do is unusual, but I don't want you thinking that I've done it by accident. I'm giving you a fair warning. The unusual thing I am about to do is entirely deliberate. And, might I add, premeditated.
It might seem as though it's accidental. And I'll say this as well. It's going to take you by surprise.
Even though I'm giving you a fair warning, but it'll still somehow surprise you. It's that unusual.
But I can assure you, it is completely deliberate. So,
and I believe in being upfront about this sort of stuff. That's what I'm saying now. Get ready.
Although Melchester Rovers had been relegated from the First Division, Roy had hoped that a tournament in Scotland would prove the ideal build-up to the new season. But in the opening minutes of the final between Rovers and Highbury United, a fanatical Melchester supporter gave Roy an easy chance. Now, Roy is increasingly blighted by the conduct of the Melchester Ultras who followed them up to Scotland, who were led by Trevor... What the fuck's his name again?
Oh, Brinston, isn't it?
Trevor Brinston.
Fucking prick. He's a prick.
So, him or one of his fucking squadron...
Acolytes,
has chucked a yellow streamer onto the pitch, and the Highbury goalkeeper, somehow an athlete in the peak of physical condition, has become entangled and ensnared in this yellow streamer. I'm under attack. This is the war starting again.
I'm trapped inside some paper.
And he is, he's on the ground. It's wrapped right around him. And Roy is through on goal. He is fucking less than 6 yards from the goal. All he needs to do is clip it past this poor figure of a goalkeeper. So what do you think's going to happen? He ain't going to score, is he? It says, but incredibly, and racing with his right foot, which is not his strongest foot, he blasts it over the crossbar.
I bet, and he straight away goes, did that on purpose.
I did something unusual there, but it was deliberate.
I did it on purpose, cunts. And Roy Race does not fucking miss accidentally from that fucking range.
And the Lampards in the crowd shout, heck! Fuck! Hecking fuck! He struck it over the bar from only 10 yards! What happened to that famous rocket race? I assume that's a Highbury fan.
Fucking wake up, you fucking prick.
I did it on purpose,
didn't I? Because your divvy fucking keeper's got himself wrapped up in some bug roll. Like one of them fucking puppies off the adverts.
You're taking the piss, you could be a goal down now. Fuck off. And the pitch is covered in streamers. They've been coming in from all angles.
Fuck it, it's a mess.
And Roy immediately starts clearing up. Starts picking up, and Blackie's there to help him, obviously. Blackie's never far away.
Roy, don't you get your hands dirty. I'll do that.
I got a little song we can sing as well. It's time to tidy up. It's time to tidy up. It's time to tidy up. Come on, join in.
Fucking hell, Blackie. Keep a lid on it, will you? No, right, you shouldn't have to do this, Roy. There could be shite on that paper, you know. I know it's disgusting, but I know people who do that. I know it's wrong, Roy, but I've seen it done. I don't mind. Let me get the shite on my hands. I've had plenty of shite on my hands in my time. You've got such lovely, soft, manicured hands, Roy.
This is Scotland. We've got no idea what their toileting habits are up here. There'll be all sorts on that paper. But there we are. They're both clearing up, and
Roy delivers a little speech now, a little monologue, doesn't he?
Well, before that, Blackie says, I've an hunch you held it back, Racy. You missed that goal deliberately. Dead right, Blackie, says Roy.
Dead fucking right.
Got a fucking
10 points for old Blackie boy there.
There, yeah, he does his little speech there on the next bubble as well.
I refuse to take advantage of the crazy behaviour of our so-called, in inverted commas, fans. No team can take pride in scoring a goal that hasn't been created within the rules of the game. Fucking hell. Pete Lampard or what?
This goal was created from the rules of chaos. And there is no room for chaos in football.
You're right, guy. You know, the universe is basically chaos. If you think about it for too long, it's quite scary. Our lives are so transient and arbitrary. Anything can happen at any point.
Oh, last Wednesday night when the wife was out at the bingo, I was watching Horizon on BBC Two. And they had this thing called the butterfly effect. I'll tell you what, I'll sit you down and talk it through after the match. It's unbelievable. We're just pawns in the game. A game led by Sir John Cosmos.
All right, Blackie, all right, that's enough. I'm sorry, right? I'm upset you now, haven't I?
Oh, and I'm upset because I'm upset, yo. Fucking hell, this always keeps happening.
Read it in, Blackie. We'll talk it over afterwards.
Roy says to the ref, permission to leave the field for a moment. I think I can put a stop to that nonsense behind the Highborough goal. And the ref doesn't give a fuck. It's a friendly. He's trousering 90 quid.
Do what you want, cunt. Yeah. It's your fucking time you're wasting, not mine.
Go back to your home, you fucking asshole.
Sorry, mate. I've got a call coming there. Yeah, I'm back.
Must be nice to be popular. You are not welcome here in our land with your people and your idiot fans. He says, "Now be my guest, Roy."
You're a ridiculous teammate who insists on speaking gobbledygook about the chaotic nature of this universe.
I too saw the Horizon documentary last Wednesday night, and I have to say, I was very sceptical about the whole thing.
It was a very convenient narrative that the presenter stuck to, that I personally identified several holes in. And I have written to Barry Took on points of view in a bid to have some of those questions answered in full.
I felt as though the documentary maker had reached his conclusion and then woven the fabric of the rest of the programme around it. He had
reversed his research and so-called journalism into a preordained and pre-established conclusion. Oh, I don't know about all that, like, but you know, it was scary stuff, whatever you think.
All rang true with me, to be quite honest. Where are we? Yeah, we're still in Scotland. Roy sought out one of the policemen on duty in the stadium. Officer? Fucking hell.
Jalapeño.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
This is the most Lampard thing Roy's ever done. You can't actually imagine Frank Lampard doing this, can't you? Going up to a police officer during a Chelsea game. Excuse me, officer, come here. I should like to make a citizen's arrest. I should like to make a citizen's arrest of Mr. Jurgen Klopp.
Please provide backup.
I could just find out, you know.
I can arrest him for you myself if you've got a genuine... No, I'd like to do the citizen's arrest. It's important to me that I get to do it, like a policeman.
In fact, give me your badge. I'm not allowed to do that, sir. Give it to me now so I may make an official citizen's arrest. And also, may I have your truncheon and hat?
I can't do that. Well, I've got one in the dressing room. I'll go and get them myself.
Wait here! Yeah, all right. I mean,
Referee, permission to leave the field for a moment.
I need to fit my policeman's costume so I can make a citizen's arrest.
I need to do some football policing.
Everybody stand back.
Do not attempt to let the culprit get away. I've got my eye on him.
Herr Klopp. Stay where you are until I've returned with my equipment. My law enforcement accessories.
It's one of them little kits that you win at the duck.
Look, I've even got handcuffs.
Handcuffs and a little badge.
Yeah, and Klopp's like, sure, Frank, put your handcuffs on me, it's no problem. I will!
I'm German, I'm into it.
Now stop being silly.
Stop wriggling.
Where's my father, Frank Senior? Frank Senior, Frank Senior, come and assist me.
Oh, God. So Roy says, officer, I think I know the chap who's been trying to turn this match into a carnival. If I give you his name and description. And policeman cuts him off halfway through the sentence. We'll keep a close eye on him from now on. Fire away, Roy.
Go on, fuck off. You do your job and let us do ours, you fucking busy cunt.
Fucking grass.
Fucking English cunt. Fucking typical, ain't it?
The game had continued in Roy's absence and soon... where is it? Borough are really taking advantage of the fact that Rovers are down to 10 men. After being kept awake by most of the night by those Melchester fans, I don't blame them. it's carried on. It does look like chaos, actually. There's players lying all over the fucking pitch. There's tackles sliding in all over. Is that Nat Gosden's hair flying in the breeze? It might well be.
His sort of flip top has blown off, Bobby Charlton style. Yeah, I mean... pre-season friendlies that go bananas like this are really exciting, aren't they? I mean, usually it's shit, you regret going to pre-season friendly, but occasionally they go really anarchic and that can be very enjoyable.
So there we are, it's turned to chaos, and then suddenly there's a goal. Highborough have scored. It's there, shouts a fan. Looked like a foul on a Melchester defender, but the ref didn't spot it. The ref doesn't give a fuck, the ref just wants this over with. He just wants a bit of peace and quiet. And it's in the back of the net. The Highborough fans roared their delight. Highborough in the first division, Melchester in the second. Keep it up, Borough. Let's show the world that these two teams are where they belong. Hooray! Fuck off.
What a fucking carnival of cons your support is.
It's 1981, isn't it? I hope that their fans get kicked to fuck whenever they head
there. Yeah, they definitely will.
Wherever.
By the Melchester lot, yeah. Or wherever they go. Highborough! Highborough! Here's to Highborough!
Play up, Highborough! I mean, Portsmouth fans still shut that, don't they? Play up, Pompey.
Yeah, it's clear though that this is based on Arsenal. It must be.
Yeah, I think so. Roy returned to the game in time for the restart. So this has all happened while Roy's been off the pitch, has it? Is this all gone on while Roy's been? It has. He's off having a chat with the copper, and the ref's just gone. The ref's gone. Yeah, yeah, you can leave the pitch, Roy. Whatever. Play on, everyone. Roy's grassing up Trevor Brinsden to the policeman, and in the meantime, Hyber have scored.
This was their way. This is the comics' way of covering hooliganism, but it's really pathetic because it's not proper hooliganism, is it? So it's like, either do it and do it at least semi-realistically, but don't build a whole fucking storyline against one toilet roll being thrown on the pitch during a friendly.
Yeah. It's there. Looked like a foul on the Melchester defender, but the ref didn't spot it, so yeah, we've done that bit, sorry. Roy returned to the game in time for the restart, boiling with fury. And he says, just in case Borough get too big for their boots, lads, let's give them a taste of First Division football. Which is a bit arrogant because, of course, they're not in the First Division anymore. They got relegated for being really bad at being in the First Division. Yeah. With you, Roy. So the kickoff again. Beautiful chip by Grandad Gosden. It's one of the fucking reasons they've gone down, because they're signing pensioners.
Yeah.
He's found Paco Diaz. Diaz, it says the Spanish superstar, used the whole width of the park, and he hits a lovely crossfield pass with the outside of his right foot. Right across to Vernon Elliott. Crowd shout, Melchester are pulling the Borough defence wide open. From Paco to Vernon, and Vernon nods it into Roy's path, and he says, yours, Roy. This is a classic Melchester goal. This is the sort of thing I remember distinctly from being a kid. You get a thrill from reading this.
Yeah.
Because obviously you'd be reading it slowly.
Yeah.
Trying to take it all in. Shouts out at a Hybra defender. They've wrong-footed us. And Roy just belts the fucker with his left foot on the volley.
Have that, cunt. Bang.
Basically, yeah, that's what he says, basically. Nothing wrong with that foot. Get in there.
Fuck off.
Pick the fucking bones out of that, dickhead.
Go bonus to me. Just awarded it to myself.
Yeah.
Well, you said that there was no goal policies in a friendly. Yeah, well, guess who makes the rules, cunt? Me. Yours truly. And I've just fucking changed them.
And it's there, right in the top corner. Outstretched keeper has no chance. Yes! Shouts a Melchester fan behind the goal. And behind the Highborough goal. Well, there's not much segregation there, is there, between Highborough and Melchester?
No, this is bad. I can see the police right on the fringes, sort of looking a bit panicked, like they know it's going to kick off.
The streamers are flying through the air again.
Yeah. And Brinston's right in the fucking thick of it, the cunt.
He is, and he's there, and he's. I think this is his catchphrase now. Wahoo! He shouts. Wahoo! Pick the bones. He says, pick the bones out of that Borough. Easy, they shout in the manner of Big Daddy.
This was the Big Daddy
the
era as well,
wasn't
it?
Of course it was. Big Daddy, we had Roy Race, we had Big Daddy, and.
John Haystacks. You
know, what other heroes did we have? Can't think of any.
Kevin Keegan. Those were the people that defined us in this era as a nation, as a society. Gave us, they were beacons of hope in what was a tough time for Britain.
They showed us what was possible, didn't they?
Yeah,
really.
Yeah,
what could be? Yeah, he's at it again. Shout out the Hybra fans, let's go, lads! I don't know what they mean by let's go. I mean, do they mean let's leave, or do they mean let's get fucking stuck in here? Because there's no segregation.
I think they're running. I think they're on their toes. They're like, fuck this.
Right. Scared of Brinsden.
Here's Brinsden and his firm. Oh, we're not fighters, you know. Leave us alone. Come on, lads, let's go.
We're lovers, not fighters.
Let's not sink to their level.
We've come here. We've come all this way to Scotland to watch a football game. Not to get involved in fisticuffs.
Not to engage in scraps.
And then we see Trevor Brinsden getting arrested. We just see from a distance he's shouting, yeah! Get your hands off me! And Blackie points out, they've nabbed Trevor Brinsden, Roy. Now they can finish the game in peace.
Yeah. I hate that Trevor Brinsden, Roy. Roy, do you want me to make him disappear for you, Roy?
We could do it tonight, you know. We could go down that police station, me and you, Roy. You know what's in the boot of my car. I know that you know what's in the boot of my car. We can take it down there. Slip 20 quid to the copper. Do the business.
Right, you know my cousins. You know the ones up in Liverpool who can sometimes bring you your fanny powder. Right. Now, they had to make someone disappear. And they said you can go up to the fucking DIY shop. Right. And they have this special drain cleaner. And you can fill a bathtub with it. And you can dissolve old human body with it. We could do that to Princeton tonight. Special chemicals, Roy.
And you know what as well, Roy? It's Scotland. They've got different laws up here. All we gotta do is do the job and they'll fuck off back over the border and we're in the clear.
It's like Mexico.
So he said, they've nabbed Trevor Princeton, now we can finish the game in peace. And Roy thinks, aye, but what about next season? I have a nasty feeling we haven't seen the last of Mrs. Brinsden's little boy.
Mention
Mrs. Brinsden. Is Mrs. Brinsden the Violet Crea of this story? Do we meet Mrs. Brinsden
yeah, must
later
be,
on?
Yeah. Weird way for him to describe him.
Yeah.
Little Mrs. Brinsden's little, little boy. Boy.
Maybe I ought to go around there and see Mrs. Brinsden. Use my persuasive qualities.
Oh, Trevor, guess who your new dad is? That's right, me.
I got to bed, you little cunt.
Play your cards right, I can get my hands on some weed. That's right, I'm a cold stepdad.
I'm going to be drunk most of the time. But, we might have a game of golf once in a while.
Yeah, play nice and I'll take you up the fucking Wimpy's on Saturday. Get your fucking Star Wars figure and all.
You've hit the fucking jackpot, Brinsden.
But when I say fuck off out and leave me and your man in private for an hour or two, you fucking you fuck do off. It, right? Take yourself up the flicks and go and see that Smokey and the fucking Bandit. Here's a fiver.
So that's it. That's that from this one. In next week's instalment, it says The Rocket Rules. Whoa. So I don't know what's going to happen there, but I'm going to have a quick look and find out. Oh, it's still the same match. Jesus Christ.
I tell you what right. We do. The captain of Hybra makes an appearance in the next chapter.
Does he?
And he's quite an extraordinary looking chap.
I've also just noticed Trevor Brinsden's skinhead mate. Again.
Oh, he's so back before. As well. Oh, yeah, right in the corner.
That'll be good. Right, so we'll see what happens there. It says my mark's at a 10 for this story. What are we giving that one?
Quite dramatic, wasn't it?
Quite dramatic. I'm giving it an 8. It was.
I'll give it an 8.
Yeah, it rattled along.
Fucking hell. Not a lot. Trevor Brinsden's skinhead mate looks a bit like me, doesn't he? As much as he's bald.
Yeah. I guess he does. I mean, he looks like he's had some fucking severe chemotherapy, to be honest, but there is a bit of a resemblance to you
as
well.
There's a bit of a resemblance, let's admit it, yeah.
Yeah. More of him in the next episode.
Episode, yeah. Until then, you know, keep it cunty, lads.
And all of that, yeah. TTFN, just rest, etc., etc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.